Today, you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode number 43, How to Avoid Distraction and Manage Attention to Write. This, my friends, is the last episode in our mini-series, Manage Your Space, Time, Energy, and Attention. In this episode, we'll find methods to avoid distraction and stay focused. First, let's look at managing our attention at the macro level. That is, knowing where you want to go as a writer and determining how to get there. When we're first starting out as a writer, it's fun to try new things. A little poetry, some corporate work, magazine submissions. It lets us see new possibilities. Eventually, though, I advise formulating a general plan of where you'd like to go as a writer. When we take time to think that through, it's far easier to focus our attention on how a given activity fits into the big picture. I've begun to dream for the years ahead, set goals for the next quarter, and then I plan and schedule about a month at a time in more detail. And finally, I form my daily list and agenda from this monthly plan. My approach isn't perfect. I've had to adjust and evolve, but it keeps my attention from tumbling directionless like tumbleweed. Have you ever heard about shiny object syndrome? This can hit at both the micro and macro level. How quickly we can be distracted by a trend or gadget or someone else's project or goal that looks way better and more effective than ours. Our brains are attracted to novelty, sending us tumbling off in another direction, and we'll chase after it only to look back and realize we've left behind a dozen unfinished projects that would have established us as the writer we wanted to be. Don't let shiny objects lure you away from your high-level goals. Instead, when you see something cool you'd like to try, simply take note of it. Copy the URL for safekeeping, then set it aside until you complete the task at hand. Grabbing the information temporarily satisfies your interest in the shiny object, and you can look into it later as a reward for finishing your primary goal. The next way to think about managing our attention and avoiding distraction is to think of it at the micro level. This is how I originally thought about attention and focus. I thought about those pesky day-to-day, moment-by-moment distractions that pull us away. The notification on my phone, the dogs barking, the nagging feeling that I forgot to do something. In fact, I wrote 2 blog posts offering a long list of ideas to create a distraction-free environment, and I'll link to them in the show notes if you're curious and want to dig a little deeper. A simple thing is to organize your workspace and keep it organized in a way that doesn't add to the chaos. I try to keep my workspace clear each evening and restore the order so disarray doesn't create a confusing and distracting mess. Also, I have a second workspace in my bedroom I can retreat to, just a desk in the corner. But when I need next-level solitude and silence, it's there. And when I really want to manage my attention, I head off to a third location, off-site, like the library, where I can find a quiet spot, undisturbed, to work. You can try a focusing idea for your writing time, like the Pomodoro technique, where you block out 25 minutes and work focused the entire time, and when the timer goes off, take a 5-minute break, then reset the timer for another 25 minutes. These chunks keep us focused while promising us a break. During the break, let your mind wander. But during the focused 25 minutes, turn off notifications on your phone and your computer, close all your browser tabs, in fact, close your browser altogether. And if you need to, you can even use the focus view in Word. It removes from view all the formatting tools and tabs, so you're only looking at the page and the words you're typing. These simple solutions help control the external distractions, but you still have to manage your mind to try to keep it from wandering. When you're doing a task and realize you're thinking about other things, you're meta-aware. And the more meta-aware you are, the easier it is to catch your mind in the act of wandering and nudge it gently back on task. Sarah Lazar, a neuroscientist at Harvard Medical School, who was quoted in a BBC article, says we can use that meta-awareness to our advantage. She says when your inner voice is like, oh, I've got a deadline, you can say, okay, quiet, I'm trying to concentrate. When a question comes to mind or a little to-do list item kind of nags at you to pick up the dry cleaning or empty the dishwasher, try to grow aware of what your mind is doing. Write down a note about those nagging thoughts, a reminder to swing by the dry cleaner, for example, and then get back on the task. Follow Dr. Lazar's lead and tell yourself, okay, I wrote it down, now quiet, I'm trying to concentrate. Every day we fight myriad internal and external distractions that compete for our attention, but we can learn to focus on one thing to the exclusion of others. We can begin to take charge of our wandering attention, nudging it back to the task at hand. Master your mind, manage your attention. Tell yourself, okay, I'm writing now, so quiet. I'm trying to concentrate. This is Ann Croker cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear. Everywhere we may meet, at my website, on Facebook, Twitter, here on this podcast, or even in person, I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.